Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 625 Brock und der.
Oh, good morning, you ass.
Oh, there's that delay this
sports
morning.
Sports time.
Is it sports time? Let's do it. All right, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Yeah, that's right, Bud Distributing. Stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite games play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying a Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam or hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Get it.
Let's get right to the scores, man. Get it. And you enjoy some Bud Light over the weekend?
Hell yeah, always.
Mm-hmm. Me too, man. Me too. Let's get right into it. Major League Baseball. Here you go, Brian. Yesterday, Royals beat the Tigers 4-0. Twins beat the White Sox 5-1. And Cubs beating the Indians. There you go, Cubbies. 3-2 in 10 innings. Damn. Today, Minnesota going to be Chicago playing the White Sox at 2-10. Cleveland over in Detroit at 7-10. Cubs are off. NFL tonight. It is an Ohio Thursday night football. The Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals playing Cleveland Browns, 8:20. Hey, is it can they both lose? I hope they both lose tonight.
I hope so.
I don't know if that's possible.
God, I hope so.
So, yeah, you got the two Ohio teams playing. Who do you got tonight? The Bengals or do you got the Browns?
I'll take two teams I could care less about for 1,000, Alex. That's where I'm at right now.
I think I'm going to go with the Browns.
I do like the Browns better than the Bengals because the Browns, you know, you feel for them. You know, you think the Lions are bad. Yeah. Good God.
Yeah. I might catch it. It's at 8:20. There's a WNBA game on tonight that I wanted to catch too. So I don't know. It's going to be between those two.
I was going to go watch some paint dry. So I think I'll do that instead.
Curling. There's curling on tonight. Might do that. And figure skating. Moving on, Tampa Bay Lightning going to be taking on the Islanders tonight. That's an NHL at 8 o'clock. Last night, there were no NBA games, but tonight, Miami Heat going to be in Boston playing the Celtics at 7 o'clock. News story quick here, college football, after deciding to postpone their season earlier this year, the Big Ten Council of Presidents and Chancellors have agreed to start it up again and get the games going on October 23rd. What? If all goes according to plans, teams will be able to get an 8-game season and play their conference championship game in December before college football playoffs. Sucks. The whole thing just sucks. Doesn't it do it? It just feels like it doesn't count at this point.
Yeah, that's right.
And why October 23rd? It's September 17th right now. Mm-hmm. So over a month, they got to wait. So why? Everybody else is playing right now. Why don't we just start it up this weekend? I don't get it. I just don't understand it. So chalk another one up for what the hell is going on in 2020.
What the hell is happening right now? I think that's fair. I think we can put that in that category. So, all right, beautiful.
Yeah. All right, beautiful. There you go.
Is that it?
That's your sports this morning brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud. We'll be back.
Rock 107. WX. Everything that rocks.
Anyway, good morning.
You drank too much Mountain Dew this morning. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I tried
take the bottle away.
No, never. It's my Mountain Dew. So the other day, I finally tried that the Mountain Dew Zero, right? And I was wondering why. Like, so I usually have one in the morning. I got a Diet Mountain Dew in the morning because I like the sarsaparilla, the effervescence, if you will, in the morning. Well, this was on Sunday, and Kiki and I went fishing early in the morning. Well, I had my usual morning Diet Mountain Dew, you know, breakfast of champions. And then later on, we stopped, and I was getting some snacks. And I was like, well, I have another Diet Mountain Dew for the boat. And I saw the Mountain Dew Zero. I'm like, well, I'm going to try it. Well, after we were fishing, I was feeling a little jittery. Dude, there's 140 milligrams of caffeine in that regular Mountain Dew Zero.
Dude, You know why they call it Mountain Dew Zero, right? Because you have zero friends after it because you talk too much.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it because I'm like, I felt a little shaky because I hadn't eaten yet that day, and we were going to get lunch. I'm like, I just feel a little. And then I looked at the thing, and I'm like, oh, my God, no wonder.
Let's be honest. You're the type of guy who calms his nerve with some more caffeine.
Look, I just need to take the edge off. I need a little more caffeine, man. It's not a big deal. Anyway, yeah.
No.
But yeah, so lesson learned on that one. Anyway, we got to get to it. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam or hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
Bang! All right, nice. What do you got for us?
Major League Baseball yesterday. Royals beat the Tigers 4-0. Twins beat the White Sox 5-1. And the Cubs beat the Indians 3-2 in 10 innings. There you go, Cubbies. Today, Minnesota going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox 2-10. Cleveland in Detroit at 7-10. Cubs are off tonight. Also, NFL tonight. It's a very Ohio-esque game tonight. Cincinnati Bengals going to be playing the Cleveland Browns.
Is anybody 8:20? And I does anybody actually care? Are people going to watch this or what? What's going to happen?
I hope both teams lose. I don't even know if that's
is
possible.
Is that possible? Let's see if we can make that happen. I love it.
Yeah, right. So there you go. Moving on. NHL. Last night there were no games, but tonight Lightning going to be in New York playing the Islanders at 8:00. Same thing with NBA. Nothing. Ain't nothing last night.
Nada.
But tonight, the Heat going to be in Boston playing the Celtics at 7. So a little bit of basketball, a little bit of football tonight here for you.
Sweet.
Moving on, I got a quick story here. College football. After deciding to postpone their season earlier this year, the Big Ten Council of Presidents have agreed to start up again. Get games going on October 23rd. If all goes according to plan, teams will be able to get an 8-game season and play their conference championship game in December before the college football playoffs. So, they're going to get things going again on October 23rd. Dude, come on. It's September 17th right now.
Yeah.
They're already playing football, guys. It's just, like I said last hour, just mark another one up for an effed up 2020. It just does not make sense. At this point, you're starting October 23rd. It doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, I'm a Wolverine fan. If they lose, which they probably will. They're pretty good at that. I'm not even going to be mad.
Yes, year don't count.
Doesn't count. So there you go. That's I got a running story for you.
Talk
about that?
No, let's run out of here.
You'll like this one. Doing it. It's my sport. Shut up.
All right.
Running. A runner named Aaron Yoder. Yoder. He was from Kansas. He broke his own world record for running a mile, Brock. Backwards. Aaron completed the mile in 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Jesus.
Backwards.
That's
breaking
impressive.
His old record by 24. Dude, that is impressive. 5.5 minute mile backwards.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what though? I wonder how goofy he looked doing it. You know,
he'll probably look ridiculous. He looked ridiculous. This
guy's hauling ass backwards. Dude, you know if you could haul ass backwards, I think I'd do it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, look at that guy.
Yeah. He's running backwards.
It's the backwards man.
It's the backwards man
from Freddy Got Finger. The backwards man. The backwards man.
Ugh.
So there you go.
All right.
Some sports riveting, huh?
Thanks for ruining your sports with that story. Your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.